둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Here's my little interview pit stop.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already so you can keep up with the entire series. You'll get three brand new interviews sent to you every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover those new ones. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And if you're already subscribed, give a rating. Leave a review while you're at it. That does so much to help out the podcast grow. Subscribe, rate, review. I'll keep the great guests on board. Lately, we've had, who we talked to lately? Daryl J. Johnson. He stars in the new Jake Johnson movie called Self-Reliance, out now on Hulu. We talked to Mary Timoney, lead singer of XX and Helium. Natalie Morales stopped by. You know her from The Morning Show and Parks and Rec, among many other things. Matthew Vaughn, the director of Argyle, was here. Buffalo Tom. Mary Holland, who's working on a new movie about Lance Bass and Danielle Fishel. Monica Raymond from Hightown on Stars. We had Noah Halstead from Slow Dive. Emily Hampshire from Schitt's Creek and 12 Monkeys, Neck Deep. Michael Shannon was here. Slater Kinney. Eduardo Franco from Stranger Things. Jack Antonoff from Bleachers. Doctor Who's Peter Capaldi. McKenna Grace. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Emily Massey of the band Slowpulp about their latest record, Yard, and their upcoming tour dates with Death Cab for Cutie and the Postal Service. Emily's going to outline the 2000s indie rock that lended a strong influence to their sound, especially when it comes to the music that was on The OC, as well as the autobiographies that the band has been reading while on tour, like From Lush and the Foo Fighters. And how finding a Lucinda Williams CD moved their aural marker a little bit more to the Americana pastures. Emily's going to go on to discuss how she deals with her own doubts and anxieties as a front person in a band, and how watching the Beatles documentary actually took pressure off of what it means to be successful. You get all that and more as we discuss Yard. It's Kyle Meredith with Emily Massey of Slow Pulp.
Hello!
Yeah, this new record, Yard, I swear it was, I know it landed on some best of lists. It's been one of my favorites that I've been listening to over the past few months. First off, I just want to say congratulations because, you know, there's no guarantees, right? That it's going to be great. And yet, here you are. You all have done it.
That is so kind. Thank you so much. It's been a few months now that the record's out, and it still feels surreal that we were able to make it happen, I guess.
Well, and things keep on moving. I mean, I want to dive into the record here in a minute, but just also seeing the news lately that you all are going to be touring once again with Death Cab, but it's the Death Cab Postal Service tour this time around, right?
Yes, it is. We are just beyond excited to join that tour, and they're so kind to us. We can't believe that we get to do it again with them.
Now that you've toured with Death Cab before, you know, it's the obvious question here, right? Is like those two albums, we're talking about Transatlanticism and Give Up. I know that like they were two of my favorite records. They mean so much to a lot of people. Were these part of your musical DNA?
Oh my gosh, 100%. We, especially Death Cab for Cutie, I think we all grew up listening to them, and I think it definitely informs our own music in so many ways. And I think even more so as we've gotten to know them as people and toured with them, we're influenced by them in so many different facets, not only through the music, but just how they are together as a band and how they are as people in their live performance. And they're just incredibly inspiring, and we're absolutely honored that we get to share the stage with them and call them friends. It's really quite wild. Never thought I would say that, that's for sure.
I'm excited to see that show. I thought I was gonna have to miss the tour because it just didn't hit around me, but now that it's coming to Nashville later this year,
yeah,
I'm so excited to see everybody on that one. And you know, it also makes sense because hearing the way you all have talked about this new record with Yard, I'm looking at a quote I think you said here. A lot of the songs that you could pin back to influences for most of this record relate to those radio hits that were in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's interesting, too, because how we hear the record versus how probably you hear the record. Like, you hear the record. You hear the work in the record. Do you hear the influences? Like, when I listen to it, I hear a band very sure of themselves. But I can't always pinpoint maybe who you were listening to or calling back to. Do you hear those moments still when you're listening to it?
Yeah, and I think it's definitely maybe a little bit more subtle than what people might pick up on. I think some of the songwriting, those songs, those types of early 2000s hits were big when we were kids. That's maybe some of the most formative music for us, because it's some of the music, first music that we discovered on our own, maybe without the help of our parents, or when you're a kid and you start hearing songs on the radio and then you start delving into their music more. And I think that that's just something that stuck with us, and I think we let that kind of guide what we were making. And going back to Death Cab, actually, which is funny, Henry, who plays guitar in Slow Pulp and also produces all of our music, he was watching The OC every day pretty much for like months and just like blasted through all of the seasons. And Death Cab is a big band on that show. They talk about it, and they actually, I think, play a few times on the show. And Phantom Planet's theme song for that show, there's a demo version specifically, which is funny and random, but that Henry talks about being kind of like the main point of contact for all of the songs, almost like there's some sort of production element that relates to the California by Phantom Planet.
Use that as your walkout music, right? Or do you do that every time?
We do, which it was so was perfect for the shows in California. But almost like I feel like the people outside of California got the most hype to that song when we played it as our walk-off song. But yeah, we really love that song, and I think there's a lot of things that draw specifically from that time period and things surrounding the OC, believe it or not. But yeah, I think, like I said earlier, it might be in some more subtle ways, I think. But I'm sure if we talked to Henry, he would have direct lines to all of it that he could tell you.
I know you're friends with Rat Boys. Coincidentally, Julia was my intern back in, I want to say 2010.
No way.
Yeah. Like, so I'm in Louisville and she's from here. And, yeah. And she was my intern on a previous show I had called The Weekly Feed. And I got to talk, you know, we talked about Rat Boy's latest album too. And it's funny how, cause I know you all are like friends to a certain degree, but how in sync you both are at this moment in time with the OC and with Death Cab and everything, Ben Gibbard. It's something, you know, it's that 20-year cycle, right? Just something in the air at this moment.
Totally. Oh, we love Rat Boys, and the album they put out this year was seriously one of our favorites. I'm really glad you brought them up, because yeah, they're great. Would love to be, we both live in Chicago, but I feel like we never run into each other. We're both on tour so much and our schedules are just complete opposite, I feel like. But yeah, big shout out to Rat Boys for sure.
It's not like it's a small town, Chicago, but
that's true. That's true too.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Emily Massey of Slow Pulp.
You got me thinking a little bit more, because I think whatever interview I was reading that you were talking about some of that, you know, it got into you saying that you don't actually listen to music on tour, which makes yeah. sense. Because I remember being in a tour van and I think we listen to comedy albums just about more than anything.
Yeah.
But with the OC, I mean, that comes around. Like what's keeping you company these days? If I don't mean that to be on the spot question, but I feel like, you know, if it's not music, is there something? Is it a TV show? What is it that keeps you company?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm really into what's been funny is instead of listening to music, I've been really into reading musical autobiographies. And a favorite one one of my favorite ones that I just finished reading on this past tour is an autobiography from Lush's Mickey Brenyi. And it was written so well, and it was just such a cool way to kind of talk about the music industry too in the 90s amidst all the Britpop boy band frenzy, and kind of like when the death of shoegaze happened in the UK in the late 90s, and you know, her take on it, and yeah, her voice is just so incredible. So I feel like I've been doing that when I'm on tour, and I think some of my bandmates have as well. I think that Henry just read Dave Grohl's book at the same time, which were such different, you know, juxtapositions of kind of the same time period, which is just kind of interesting. But yeah, I think I've been doing that. When I'm home, I just adopted a beagle this past summer. So I've been big dog time.
A lot of noise comes out of a little beagle.
Well, she actually doesn't bark, which is strange. She was a lab beagle. So she was actually tested on in a research facility. So maybe she has something wrong. But she's great now.
Yeah, I'll say we got a rescue a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she's half Doberman, half Rottweiler. And but she looks like a little sausage. And but she did the same thing. She didn't bark for a long time. And it was just getting familiar with her surroundings kind of a thing, you know. It took her a while. And then one day she's like, all right, here's my voice. Now you get to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, it just took that little bit longer.
Exactly. I'm sure one of these days she'll start doing the beagle howl and, you know, then I'll be real happy when that comes around.
Well, I do want to ask on the biographies because, you know, as the story goes with Yard, you go to the cabin. There's the Lucinda Williams Essence CD there, which I love Lucinda. She's been on the show a lot of times, her entire catalog. Have you read her biography that came out last year yet?
No, I didn't even know that existed.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to order it as soon as we get off this call.
No, seriously, it's such a great read. But that was great. Like, I don't know, like Lucinda's one of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time. She doesn't always absolutely. Get mentioned a lot outside of, you know, just pure Americana and everything. But knowing the influence that she had on your songwriting and those moments that do sort of go Americana, I mean, do you find that that's a different muscle at all for you as a songwriter? Does it feel as different as it eventually sounds?
That's a good question. I think with my songwriting, this is going to sound so silly, but I think I try to think about as little as possible, at least in the initial phases of writing. In terms of intentionality of making a song sound a certain way right off the bat, I think I try to let that be pretty loose. And when I'm first writing, I think just is whatever is going to come out is going to come out. And I kind of let that guide what's going to happen next. And again, Henry, who produces Slow Pulp, I think is so good at hearing some of my original demos and original versions and understanding what direction it needs to go in. And I think some of the songs that ended up a bit more Americana or a bit more kind of stripped down kind of stayed in that zone just because it felt so right to what was at the kind of core of the song. And I really love listening to music, especially when I'm up by myself in northern Wisconsin and having that kind of introspective, very visceral, very raw kind of emotive time. And it just fits with that emotion so well. And yeah, I mean, and I think also production-wise in some of the other songs that might lean a bit more pop, I think there's this still kind of desolate dryness that we try to figure out that relates to a lot of Lucinda Williams' work. And yeah, we're all just so inspired by her. And she just seems like an amazing person too. I would love to get to meet her.
She's fun to talk with, and she's definitely got the stories to you know. To
oh, go. I'm sure.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Emily Massey of Slow Pulp. You know, you're talking about the bigger rock moments, and of course, Doubt, such a great single. And that do-do-do chorus will be stuck in everybody's head forever and ever and ever, I'm certain. You know, the idea of doubt, the idea of the uncertainty and the anxiety, you know, that kind of permeates through the album and everything. From the outsider, from the listener point of view, it's really interesting to hear about that, knowing that you're a front person on a stage in front of a crowd. How does it work for you? Is it a compromise you make with yourself? Is it disassociation? I mean, like knowing how all of that, like how does that work for you?
It really comes in waves. I think historically I've had a really hard time accepting the title of an artist. I've spent so much time feeling like I don't deserve to call myself that, or that, you know, I'm not good enough or I'm not XYZ. And it's funny, I had a conversation with a friend a couple of years ago when we were playing a show in LA and we got drinks before the show. And I was kind of opening up to her about how much I was struggling to kind of believe in myself and have this inner confidence. And she was so surprised because she was like, you have, you know, you seem so sure of yourself on stage and you seem so confident. And I kind of at that moment was taken aback because I think I'd realized I've gone into this autopilot mode of, you know, kind of fronting like I knew what I was doing. And disassociation is a perfect word to kind of associate with that. And I think I could just like to this zone. And I've been a performer kind of my whole life. I grew up as a ballet dancer. My dad's a musician. And so I used to perform with him as a kid. And so I think I learned pretty young how to put on this facade of confidence, I guess. And luckily, as time has gone on, I've done a lot of work to try really hard to find that inner trust and inner belief. And that's where, I mean, it comes into waves. You know, we all, I feel so much better than I did a few years ago, which is amazing. But we all, you know, dip back into past versions of ourselves as we're healing and as we're growing and as we're learning. And trying to give myself grace for those moments as well. But I think anyone who's an artist probably can relate too. You know, I think for so long, I was so deep in my own psyche about how I was the only one experiencing this feeling. And the more you talk to people, or maybe even the more you read about other artists, it's such a common experience. And yeah, I wish I had just given myself space as a younger person to be more exploratory and be more kind to myself. But I do feel really excited. I feel like this album, I worked through so many of those feelings while working on this album. And I think for the first time as we embark on working on the third record, I feel so much more genuinely confident in myself. So I'm just excited to see what we are able to create when we're a little bit more sure of ourselves, a little bit less afraid, I guess.
Yeah, that's what you said at the beginning about not believing that you're an artist, and that specific word, it's hearing about the legends, because I don't know if you like when I hear, you know, when I hear Pixies, you know, like Monkey Gun,
yeah,
never in my life would I have thought, even when I was younger, that, you know, you have four musicians toiling around trying to make a song work and messing around and building it up, and, you know, and there's discarded stuff, and then eventually you have this, because when you hear it when you're young, it just arrives, right, fully formed, and here it is, and it was gifted down, and you are a god, you're a legend. And then the more you talk to people, I think it was Les Claypool who said, you know, every song is just jamming around till it works, jamming around until it sounds good and it feels good. I mean, you watch the Beatles documentary with Get Back, and there they are, just, you know, and you're like, oh god, you're almost there, we know it's almost there. But I feel like that takes the weight off of everybody's shoulders, you know? At that point, it just becomes about the tools that you pick up along the way, because you get it to a certain point and then the tools come in. Then you're an artist. Like, that's it.
Right.
Like,
I know. And I think I've had this realization that even the best of the best, nobody knows what they're doing when they start. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And I think, yeah, the Beatles documentary is one that, us as a band have talked a lot about and watched together too, some of the episodes, that they're just spending so much time just, you know, being laborious and working through something and messing around too. I think they're just doing stuff for fun, which is so easy to forget when you have a thing that you're supposed to make or a deadline or whatever it may be, that it's at the core of things just supposed to be just trying things and having fun, being silly. So, because I think at its nature, creation is silly, and being creative and being artistic can be very serious and deal with very serious subject matter. But it's such a gift to be able to do it in the first place. But yeah, that documentary was awesome. And then you have moments where you see Paul McCartney just sit down on a piano and it all comes out at once. And it's like, okay. But it takes days and days and days and days and days and years to get to that point or to have those moments. And that's like kind of the reason why you keep doing it, because you have those epiphanies and you have those kind of perfect timed things. But I'm also, yeah, it's also fun finding the stuff that just takes time.
Well, like, did I read like a Gone Too on this record. Like, there's an earlier version of that. And there, is that right? Like a completely different version?
There is, yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you have a lot of those?
Yeah, well, not like that one. That one was definitely a very specific case. I think we had a version that was pretty much finished and it just didn't feel right with the emotion of the song. And the day before we were supposed to turn the record in, we completely re-recorded it, which was kind of crazy. But I think sometimes, yeah, sometimes we'll get to the finish line or what we feel like is the finish line with the song. And it doesn't quite feel right. And we have to strip it back to kind of what it was in the beginning, which usually it tends to be like acoustic guitar and vocals and then kind of work it from there. And yeah, that song, I think by the time that one was finished again, we were kind of like, I don't know. Let's go for it. Yeah, there's actually a really funny story for that song, because as we were recording it, trying to figure out what we wanted it to sound like, we had the music video for the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Scar Tissue on. But on silent, like the song wasn't playing. It was just the music video. And it was this desert landscape and they're all dried out and they're driving this old convertible. And yeah, we just wanted the song to sound like how that video looks.
Nicely done. I like the Thank you. I like knowing that. But seriously, there's so many great moments all through this record. And, you know, Slugs, I love that track too. And just what you guys going. But it's great to see people finding it. Like I said, seeing this album showing up so many times, you know, over the past few weeks, especially with those year-end lists. I know it can feel different in it, but do you feel the success that's coming your way right now?
Yes. I mean, we all feel very proud and very just, you know, like you said earlier in this conversation, you don't know what's going to happen when you put out a record and you can't predict anything. And I think when we made this record, it was just really about being honest with ourselves and with each other and hoping for the best. And, you know, is it the best record ever made? Absolutely not even close. Is it the best record I think we've made? Yeah. And that's all you can kind of hope for when you're working on something. And, yeah, I'm very proud of it. And I'm very just so grateful that people are engaging with it and kind of taking it for themselves. I think that that's, for me, the highest compliment when somebody, you know, puts their own life experiences and stories onto your songwriting. And it seems that people are really resonating, which is just the best thing, the best outcome possible for us. So yeah, thank you to anyone listening and into this interview, and thank you for listening to the record and supporting us along our little journey.
And I'm gonna keep doing that. I can speak for myself. And again, I love you, Art. I cannot wait to see you guys on tour, though, especially with this. And I know the opening slot, it's so different, you know, you don't get to stretch out and everything, but I'm excited to see you guys with Death Cab and Postal Service. But be catching some headlining shows as well. Emily, congratulations. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this.
Thank you for taking the time and listening to the record and hanging out.
My thanks to Emily Massey. The new Slow Pop album is called Yard. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. Rate and review as well. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. And then, after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of the best in new music, great classics from the 80s and 90s. There's bonus interviews and music news. One of my recent shows featured the music of David Bowie, The Pretenders, The Bangles, Lucy Rose, Ramones, William S. Burroughs, The Smiths, Dr. Dog, Mumford & Sons, Counting Crows, Suzanne Vega, Kiwi Jr., Teddy Swims, Howdy, Dusty Springfield, Enigma, Middle Kids, Shed 7, Alison Moyet, Prince, The Killers, Groove Armada, and my interview with Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same. It's @KyleMeredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition
I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hopefully we get some good stuff going for the next one.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.